The Beautiful Room by R.B. Russell, narrated by Gary Williams. Maria said to him, "I'd be tempted to rent the house for just this one room. It is lovely, yes. The way the light comes in from that window, through the curtains, onto the plain walls. What is that material?"
"Muslin," she replied. "It's not very practical. It would be too bright in here in the mornings, but who cares? Look at that view down over the town. I wouldn't mind being woken up early just to stare at that. I suppose it is magnificent. You can trace the pattern of the old streets in the shapes made by the rooftops. I could sit here at the windowsill for hours on end, just looking out, contemplating this view, losing myself in it. And if I had to return to the real world, I wouldn't mind, because I'd be coming back to this beautiful room." He frowned and looked around him, suspicious.
"This house may be a couple of hundred years old, but they've done exactly what they do in brand new show homes. It appears big and airy because there's only this bed in the middle. There's no cupboards, no chest of drawers.